What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hi there, everybody. Winter driving season. I know it's raining today, but just work with me, all right? It is winter. Reckless drivers are everywhere. You've seen the accidents. Last week, we got two snowflakes. There were 17 pileups. If you are injured in an auto accident, there is one attorney you need to hire. It's David Feminino. Pick up the phone right now. You can talk to David personally by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. 855-65-CRASH, getdavidgetpaid.com. Welcome in on a Thursday. Oh boy, we can build upon this Ben Johnson story, and we are going to ask a critical question of you. Are we back? More on that at 3. Also, Rico has a critical number for Lions Commanders this weekend as we start to turn our attention to the football aspect of it. But we do begin with this, Rico. This is a report today in Rappaport. Massive offer. Tom Brady allure has Raiders closing in on Ben Johnson as their next head coach. So this is not my words. These are words of experts. NFL's Ian Rappaport saying those, quote, associated with the job believe Johnson is the leading candidate, and many believe, frankly, he's getting it. It'd be a stunning turn of events, given that he's been picky choosing his destination and has passed on chances, even though he was viewed as the favorite. Well, why would he do that? Glad you asked. Even though Vegas lacks the potential to grab a quarterback or you're stuck with Gardner Minshew, Johnson interviewed last week, and Brady, a minority owner, has a significant say in who's going to be the team's next head coach. Apparently, he got Mark Davis to fire Antonio Pierce. My dog would have fired Antonio Pierce. You want to tell me you pushed him to fire Tom Telesco, the GM? Okay, I'll believe that. Basically, Dan Patrick has said the allure of Brady has helped the Raiders of landing Ben Johnson. Mm-hmm. Pro Football Talk has reported the Raiders have a, quote, massive offer out to Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
The Raiders are one of the six openings, blah-bitty, blah-bitty, blue-blah. By the way, the most Jets thing of all, the Jets didn't see Ben Johnson as a fit and didn't request an interview. I mean, okay then. So here's my question. I just want to know from you guys, because there are different ways to do this. I don't worry about this. I don't really consider it because, as we've discussed, I go into it expecting both Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
But here's my question to you. Does knowing that they're leaving put more pressure on you to get this done? Because the odds will say if both coordinators go, you're taking a step back next year. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Time for us to do realistic radio. I know that doesn't fly in propaganda land, but listen. If you don't consider it and it doesn't put more pressure on you, I'm not mad at you. I think it's all about can you compartmentalize it. We sit here every day talking about stuff, and the Lions are a lot of that stuff. If I know whatever game they lose, if they lose, it's the last time I'm going to have these elite coordinators. Yes, it puts more pressure.
Mm-hmm.
But if they win the whole chalupa, I DGAF.
Yep.
I don't care. I got what I wanted. I'll pay whatever price it is. Take all the coordinators. Take Disner. Take whoever you like.
It's like a rap party for the, you finish taping the, you know, shooting The Godfather. It's going to be an epic movie, and goodbye to everybody. It was great working with you, because I do see that, Mike, because, you know, right before the show, got a phone call from the desert. Somebody out there close to the Raiders. Apparently, no, it kind of goes to your show topic. Apparently, Brady and Ben Johnson have a mutual affection for each other. Brady sees Ben Johnson as somebody who gets the game the way he gets the game, who loves the game and understands the game and wants to win at the same rate that Brady does. Ben Johnson loves the fact that, hey, this is Tom Brady, and he has that same mutual respect. Like, their communication was almost like, oh, wow, you're awesome. No, you're awesome. Can I have your? It was like the jersey swaps you see at the end of a game. These two were just like, wow, enamored with each other. And, yeah, looking at probably a six-year guaranteed north of $60 million.
It would have to be. It would have to be north of 10. I think what you said is interesting is if 6 years is on the table, that's a large guarantee.
Fully guaranteed. We're not going to bail on you after 3 years.
That's two extra years than most coaches get. So what now? Why is that relevant? A, it's good intel from Rico, but think about it. We talked about this yesterday briefly. If what Ben Johnson wants to do is a cultural revival, well, bringing in your front office, bringing in a bunch of people from Detroit, and then being given the time, the same time that Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell were given, you're going to need a couple of years.
Yeah. And bringing in somebody, looks like John Spytek is the leading candidate for the GM. He's got some ties here. He's at Tampa right now, but looks like they're trying to get that band together that Spytek will be the general manager of the Raiders. And here's your BOGO for you. You may actually get a second-round pick out of this, too, because they may try to take a certain quarterback who's a backup here with them to the Raiders.
If you got a second-round pick for Hendon Hooker, you should be investigated.
So
that's hilarious.
They think that, okay, maybe that's the guy.
And I think crack kills.
From what I understand, Ben Johnson really likes him.
You can like him. A second-round pick? That one can go on our board of lunches.
But think about this. We thought the same thing when Brad Holmes went after Jared Goff. And like, really? Jared Goff? End up working out.
Yeah, it's the cost. I'm not talking about the player. It's the cost. If the Lions got a second-round pick, you could take Ben Johnson tomorrow. Are you kidding me? That would be robbery. For a guy who hasn't played? For a guy who was a third-round pick? Okay. Yeah, I'll take a second-round pick. David, where are you at with this?
Just give me the info that I got.
Where are you at with it?
Yeah, Ben Johnson's gone.
No, don't. Come on.
That's what I believe.
Okay.
That's what I believe.
You're going to upset people.
I believed it before now, but now with Tom Brady rumors, I think he's gone, and I think the Raiders love him. I'm sorry. Tom Brady loves him to give him whatever he wants to get him to Las Vegas.
Well, that's the type of offer it was going to take,
yes,
right?
That's what was reported last year. Yes.
Because you know what other organizations aren't offering you? Complete control.
Correct.
Like, look, you and I believe, okay, go to Chicago. It's the easiest thing to do. You still have bosses. Mm-hmm. This would be Ben Johnson's opportunity to basically be the boss. But does it add pressure? You guys can answer it whatever way you like. This really is the last dance. You know, Aaron Glenn, it sounds like he's trending to the Jets. Another article today in New York about that. Now, this one was negative, saying that they're going to make a terrible mistake. I don't view it that way. I think Aaron Glenn is a quality candidate, but F the Jets.
I actually think he's better than the Jets, but I get it. There's only 32 of these jobs. You got to take what you can take.
248-539-9797. Kenny, you're the one watching the game alone Saturday. Does this put more pressure on you?
I think at the beginning of the season, we talked about this team in terms of Super Bowl or bust, right? And now you get to the end of the season, you know for a fact you're probably going to lose both of your coordinators. I'm not under the illusion that that's not going to happen. So I think that it's an elite part of this team, right? If you lose your quarterback, if you lose your offensive line, that's an elite function of your team. The coordinators are no different. They've been operating at such a high level this entire season. Losing them puts all of the pressure on this team right now to get this job done.
248-539-9797. We'll get some people in the mix. We've got some blitzes planned. We do have an all-sports topic at 3 we want to get to, and Rico's critical number for the matchup. Tons and tons of stuff today on a dreary, snowy, yikes day. By the way, you see the weather next week?
Mm-hmm.
4 degrees Tuesday?
-1.
Come on, man. Hello. What are we doing?
And the pray to God there's no wind blowing, because then it gets ridiculous.
Oh, man. Okay. I got the black lung pop. I may not be in Tuesday. 248-539-9797. Right.